23 hours.
Band house in Ndola over suspected witchcraft. The Saka City Council and police demolish 10 illegal structures in Long Acres. In African news, heavy rains and flooding kills at least 23 in Nairobi. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 65-year-old woman of Kabushi compound in Ndola has lost her home after an angry mob allegedly set it on fire over suspicions that she was practicing witchcraft. The victim, identified as Jacqueline Mwila, reported the matter to Masala Police Station on March 7, 2026, around 18 hours. Copper Belt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yui disclosed that the mob accused her of being among individuals suspected to have caused the death of 34-year-old Esnat Kaunda, who recently died in the same compound after a short illness. Mr. Yui explained that brief facts indicate that around 17 hours, Mwila was at a funeral house within Kabushi compound when she received a phone call from her son Lamek Chisulo, informing her that an angry mob set their house on fire. She immediately attempted to head home to check on the situation, but along the way she met some women who advised her not to proceed because the situation had become volatile. A well-wisher later offered her transport to Masala Police Station, where she formally reported the matter. Mr. Yui disclosed that the house was completely burnt down together with several household goods whose value has not yet been established. He says a docket has since been opened and investigations have been instituted, but no arrests have been made so far. The Lusaka City Council, in a joint operation with the Zambia Police Service, has demolished 10 illegal makeshift structures in the Long Acres area. Speaking to Kombon Radio, LCC Public Relations Officer Mwamba Chola said the operation was part of the efforts to enforce planning regulations and targeting unauthorized structures that built on road reserves along Tukuloho Road in violation of the Urban and Regional Planning Act No. 3 of 2015. Ms. Mwamba explained that the demolition followed numerous complaints from residents and traders, citing safety concerns are caused by the narrow road width. She noted that the council had issued several notices, the latest on 23rd January 2026, advising traders to voluntarily remove the structures, but these were ignored. Ms. Mwamba has since reminded citizens that building on road reserves is a serious offence that compromises safety and urban planning, adding that the council remains committed to ensuring orderliness across the city.
The demolition of 10 illegal makeshift structures was necessitated by numerous complaints from residents and traders in the area who cited safety concerns due to the narrow road width caused by these structures. The council had issued several notices, with the latest being 23rd January 2026, advising traders to voluntarily demolish their structures, but these instructions were ignored. The Lusaka City Council reminds citizens that constructing on road reserves is a serious offense, posing safety hazards and compromising urban planning initiatives. The Lusaka City Council appreciates cooperation of the community in reporting instances of illegal construction and urges residents to continue doing so to ensure a safe and well-planned city.
Residents of Molavalashi locality in Kapirimposhi are appealing to their area civic leader to facilitate the rehabilitation of two staff houses for teachers at Molavalashi Primary School. The residents who spoke during a community meeting say most teachers are currently living far from the school, which has resulted in them reporting for work late on a daily basis. They say the condition of the two housing structures meant for teachers is deplorable and requires urgent attention from the relevant authorities. The residents have since called on their civic leader to urgently intervene and ensure the houses are rehabilitated to improve accommodation for teachers and enhance the service delivery at the school.
So to the some challenges, apa sereri amaka yetu kutika kwa renovation so nga tuwamo na amaya nda renovation ya shere kofi so far kutina randa kushere amanda ya nga adi hili ya pei nga mamo na state yerelema yene ipuwa ya choto rehabilitation kutoba sietu ambila sena muindo lefo then kulina imbi nga ndakulia mkudo kika la budget page.
The Zambia Association of Women with Disabilities has called on government through the Ministry of Health to decentralize the provision of sunscreen to all health posts so that people with albinism can easily access it. Speaking to Combo Radio News, the organization's executive director, Caro Kapungwe, said many people with albinism are currently facing challenges accessing sunscreen because only selected health facilities are stocked the product. Ms. Kapungo explained that the limited availability of sunscreen has contributed to increase the cases of skin cancer among people with albinism in Zambia. She added that some people are unable to travel long distances to access a sunscreen due to cultural beliefs surrounding their condition.
Some extent where you might need radiation,